Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Mama Rosine. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mama Rosine, which is taken from a voodoo rhythm compilation album that I've got called Songs to Ruin Any Party. I think it's volume 2. Volume 3, including 21 killer tracks. It's an excellent way in to Voodoo Rhythm Records. That track is on an album as well. I don't have the album to hand. I think it might have been their first release on Voodoo Rhythm. I'm not absolutely sure. What I want to know is, what is Mama Rosine's website?
MamaRosine.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet One. You'll notice I didn't tell you they were from Switzerland there, as it may have confused you on the website, Tony. I did you a favour there.
Thank you very much.
They are indeed from Switzerland, one of the least likely places in the world. The Swiss mountains to hear some Cajun Swamp Zydeco music, but there you go. Now then, this week's show, you know how I was going on about mixed bags and that last week?
Yeah.
This week's just different. I'm going with the music this week is different, and that should have been a clue at the start there. And I would also say the show's a bit different this week because we've had absolutely no listener involvement whatsoever, have we?
I think it's fair on zilch, yeah.
It's fair on zilch, so we do once again ask you, if you have a joke or poem to send us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email either Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner, and we'll get it on for you. We have got some quite exciting news, though, that we'll talk about later on in the show, about a fourth internet radio station that we're going to be going out on, which I'm quite pleased about, because that involved a bit of research, a bit of asking, and a bit of niceness.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of those three things are really what I'm well known for, as it goes. Research, asking, niceness. No, normally I just plough in like a cop. Straight on with track two, Tone, then, shall we? Seeing as if you lot don't give us stuff to say, we ain't going to say it. I'm not in a mood. This band came through from Music Summit earlier this week. You might remember a while ago we said that we were going to play a bit more rock on the show than we used to. This band, no exception, all the way from Minnesota. I think these are Minneapolis. Maybe they know the 99ers. Who knows? Band called Life Tragic. What I want to know is, what is their website?
LifeTragic.com.
It is indeed. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet, Neil. And this is Meant to Live. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm slurring a little. I haven't been drinking.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, it's a bit odd. I'm just sat here slurring. Great song coming up next. But before that, of course, it's time for your Facebook comments.
Yay! Well, it would be for Adney.
Yeah, that's a bugger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got anything you can maybe do instead? Maybe you can remind people what they should be doing on Facebook.
Yeah, please do leave a comment on our Facebook page. Easy way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave a comment on our wall. If you're on Facebook, it's one of these ways to get in touch with us. Do it now. Or else. But in the meantime, I do have a gig guide.
Oh, so are we going to do it in two parts this week?
Yeah.
So this is part one then?
Yes.
So here we go then. Tony's International Gig Guide,
part one. The Frenzy of Tongues have been in touch.
Whey! Hello, Frenzy of Tongues.
Yeah. Says, hey, 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 we've got another gig. Amazing people keep letting us in. Halloween Fest Day 3 at Firehouse 13 in Providence, R.I. R.I.?
Rhode Island.
Ah. With To Be Announced Mystery Band, Meat Circus, The McGunks, Joni Earthquake Band, Socialized Death Sentence, Barroom Heroes, Another Mystery Band, Frenzy of Tongues, Pity Whores, Empty Vessels, Tony Jones and the Cretin 3, 7-Year Plan, The Grave Reviews and Shivering Brigade.
First up, they're going to love the way you said Cretin, because the Americans say Cretin.
Ah.
And secondly, sounds like a bit of a little tea dance, doesn't it, they've got going on there?
It's nice. $8.
Something you'd take your mum to?
Exactly. It's all love songs. Wall to wall. $8
or
$3 with Pie Tasters or Misfits ticket stub. Doors open at 1 p.m. Show at 1:30 p.m. Goopa Goopa, but they have neglected to put the date on it.
They said Halloween though.
Yeah. Looking at the website.
Yeah.
If this is day three, the first day is this Friday, October the 26th. So
it might be Sunday. Reckon it's Sunday, yeah.
So
yeah, but Halloween this year, no one seems to give a fuck about actual Halloween. They're all doing parties the weekend before, the weekend after.
Yeah.
I say, I like. Do you know why, don't you?
What's that?
Ghoul night. Ghoul night.
All right.
Yeah. Ghoul night. Can't go out on Wednesday. Ghoul night. Yeah, it won't stop you walking around with your fucking kids on Halloween, will it? Even though they're at school the next day, Halloween cocks.
When is that Halloween? Oh, it's next week, isn't it, Halloween show?
Next Wednesday.
Of course it is.
No, people saying show. That they can't go out on a Wednesday night because it's a school night. They're going to be the biggest hypocrites of all time because they'll take their kids out late when it is actually school for them, not work like grown-ups. They'll take their kids out late and knock it on my fucking door asking for sweets.
That's that. Well, yeah, you're right.
But they'll have no luck because there is a gig that I'm going to on next Wednesday night, a band called Smash playing in the King's Arms in Hitchin next Wednesday, and I'm planning on being there. Makes
Excellent.
Up limousine cancelling. Naughty limousine.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide Part 1.
And now for a classic from the vaults. Do you remember the Screeches, Tony?
Yeah, they played Block Party, didn't they?
They did play one of the original Block Parties back in Mansfield in the middle of Sherwood Forest all those years ago. And the lead singer, Letitia, if you remember, terrified the male members of the audience with her scary attractiveness. Do you remember?
They stood quite far back, didn't they?
They stood quite far back, and yes, no one would go anywhere near them. And they were like, they go, there's these mysterious, beautiful people from London town. We must not approach them. And I thought they were excellent. And this song is great. I think we might have played this on Punk and Disorderly as well as Punky, you know.
I'm not sure.
Any road up. It's coming up right now. What I want to know is, what is the Screeches MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Screeches.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 0. And this is Soccer Mom.
How much does your man make? Ice cream, beer,
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Screech and Soccer Mum. What I didn't say was I don't think they're going it anymore. Their MySpace page, which they last looked at in 2007, said that Screeches are on hiatus.
Okay.
So that was 5 years ago. So don't Blimey. Expect to be playing anywhere near anytime soon. But the teacher from the Screeches is the one who does the Bonnie and Clyde running gay thingy job. Rendezvous at the 12 bar and possibly other things as well.
Okay.
So she's still around doing stuff, and I think she was DJing as well, so she is still around doing things, and hello to her.
When was Block Party then? For them?
Must 2006 be probably.
A year before the, oh okay.
Yeah, 2006 I think.
Okay.
I should think we probably finished them off. Now then.
Yes.
Did you do anything last week?
Oh, we had some bits and pieces done in the house. We had the bathroom more or less finished now, but the tiles that I put on the wall started falling off.
Oops.
Yeah, so I think it's all fixed now and done. So
did you use the wrong sort of tile adhesive?
No, with the glass tiles, and they just are a little bit glossy and there's not much to adhere to. I don't know, who knows.
Anyway, that's not interesting.
It's not. What did you do?
I'll tell you what I did. Last Friday and Saturday, I did the banana in Balham, and thanks to everyone who came down. It was great both nights. On the Friday night, my mate Ben came down that I used to work with in John Lewis 20 years ago, and he came down with some mates, and we had a bit of a drink. And then I went out afterwards with David Whitney and his girlfriend Liz, and we ended up staying on her boat, which is a houseboat in Canary Wharf. And then on the Saturday night, I did the gig, and then I went to my friend Jasmine's dinner party. But goodness me, good old Lord, God blimey, there was a lot of engineering works on tubes and that. And I had to take three different tubes to get to Notting Hill from Balham. Then when I got to Balham, I found out that the Circle line back to King's Cross wasn't running. So I only stayed there for an hour and a half, and then I had to get the Central line to Holborn and then get the Piccadilly line to King's Cross, where I was there in time for the last train. Unfortunately, the last train wasn't. It was a bus replacement service. The bus replacement service left King's Cross at 5 to 1. Now, Letchworth to King's Cross is about 40 miles. So imagine my chagrin when I arrived in Letchworth at 4 a.m. It took over 3 hours. It was unbelievable. It stopped at places. I mean, at one point, I think it would have stopped in. He said the drivers were going to stop in Narnia, weather permitting. It was unbelievable. Oh God! And it stops in Stevenage, right? There's a place called Cuffley, which is near Hartford, and the bus stopped there. And this woman said to the driver, "Look, I really need to go to the toilet. We've been on this bus a long time." And he said, Stevenage is the first open toilet. And I was like, well, ain't that the truth? But yeah, the first... So anyway, she got off there. She was gone 15 minutes, Tone.
Oh, dear.
15, just when you don't need a bus. Then when it set off from Stevenage, the suspension fucked up. And I was on the back of the bus. So we're sort of jumping about all the way back to Hitchin to get to Letchworth. Got to Hitchin. The driver didn't go through town. No, took a shortcut over 15 speed bumps with a knackered suspension. The girl in the seat behind me was crying.
Oh dear.
Saying, I just want this to end. And then we got back to Letchworth at 4 a.m, no cabs. So after all of that, I had to walk home.
Where did he drop you then? Just in the centre?
Dear. Yeah, he just dropped at the station. That's it.
Of course.
Last stop. It was the last stop, and then I had to walk home with my guitar on my back. I haven't had a very long day. I had a great gig and an absolutely lovely dinner party, by the way. But, yeah, the travel, bit of a mare. So, fuck you, First Capital Connect, once again. You cocks. Now, because I might say cock in each section. So, look, we're going to play two songs in a row now, Tone.
Okay.
And this is another one that's come through from Voodoo Rhythm Records. It's an album by an artist called Hank Haint. The album's called Blackout. We've played one track off this before. I can't remember which one. I think it was called Blackout. I'm not sure. What I want to know is, what is Hank Haint's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HankHaint.
It is indeed. It's Tony Ford, Paul of the Internet, Neil. Hank Haint is spelled H-A-N-K-H-A-I-N-T. I know that we don't necessarily, no one really uses MySpace anymore, but all these bands have still got their information on there, so it's still a good place to go and find out more about the band. Listen out for a band that have come through from Manila PR called Allegro that I'll talk about afterwards. In the meantime, this is Thunderbird ESQ.
Assist. We'll be right back.
bones, long show, sticks are wrong now, touch your toes. Oh, I feel hard to be the saddest say. We think she thinks that you're out of it, drink a shot, then go kiss a chest, we have fun. A little back, cause you ain't up on mum, you ain't up on. We think she thinks that you're out of it, drink a shot, then go kiss a chest, we have fun.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Allegro, who've got a new album out called Allegro Forever, but they're not going anymore. If you want to know the history of them, you need to go to their MySpace page, which is...
MySpace.com/Allegro?
No, MySpace.com/Allegro Forever. It's about time we got a point. Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 1. And all is explained on the website. They do sound a little bit like the Libertines, don't they?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, they do. Really, but I'd like to have seen them. Really sort of really poppy, that fast indie poppy stuff that was around for a couple of years and then sort of vanished again, you know. Bloody fads, bloody kids with their bloody trends. They want to stick to stuff, then Allegro might still be going. Naughty kids. Now then, on that Hank Haink song before it, Done Half Sound Like Early Cramps. Really like it. Right then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for part two of
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
Yep. Always gigs on the 12 bar club.
Excellent.
So do check it out, Denmark Street in London. We're doing this weekend, so Friday to Sunday. Friday 26th, Dom Ryder, the Ricky C Quartet, the Scatterlists, the Blanks, and Mike Wilson from the Standard Lamps. It's a Bamalam Presents night.
Sounds
How
good.
Much do you think that would be?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, The Fits, Eyelids, The Ligaments, The Love Me Tenders, Rachel House, and Late Set from Viva Las Vegas, plus DJ Chris Setzer. It's a London Calling night, and it's a Halloween special.
It's going to be great.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Sunday night, Hamptons and Yorkshire Boy and Bullies. How much do you think Sunday
evening? I never know about. I think it's a recession busting Sunday. I'm going to call it fiver.
It is a fiver.
Oh, come on.
665.
Nice. You both across the road for the number of the beast.
That concludes Gig Guide.
And so that indeed concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, it's been done in two parts, Tony. Like the way you've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's made me want to hear some MFC Chicken.
Nice.
So I think we should. This is now. I haven't got the album in front of me now. I think it's just called Music for Chickens. I think MFC Chicken. We played a track the other week. I absolutely love them. This I'm going to dedicate to Liz, who is David Whitney's girlfriend, who I stayed on the boat with last week, and thank you, Liz, for the Lego that you gave to my nephew Matthew. He was very, very excited about it. That's another thing. I had to walk around London with a box of fucking Lego as well as everything else. Oh, life was so sweet on Saturday night. In fact, I had 57 acres of pain.
Sure. acres of pain.
57 acres of pain.
57 acres of pain.
57 acres of pain.
You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I still feel like I'm slurring a bit.
Yes, I'm fine.
I might have to have a drink afterwards, try and sort this thing out. Are you doing anything this week?
No. Organising house stuff and seeing if we try and make a last minute decision whether or not to go for Christmas or not.
Okay.
I would do the house or go away. We're trying to figure it out at the minute.
Right.
But that's it. Yourself?
Well, first of all, I'd like you to tell me what MFC Chicken's Facebook page is.
Facebook.com/ MFC Chicken.
It is. It's Tony is it? 5, poorly being the internet one. Huh. And that has come via Dirty Water Records, and thank you to PJ and Paul and the rest for sending that stuff through. I'm going to Oslo in the morning.
Ah, cool.
On the bus from my house that I like. It goes from my house to Oslo, basically. I don't have a lot of walking to do to get to Oslo. I walk out the front of my house, I get on a bus, and it takes me to Stansted, where I get on a plane. It takes you to a place called Moss, where an airport called Oslo Riga, where I get on a bus, and that takes central Oslo, where I get on a tram, which takes me to the venue.
Brilliant.
Quite handy. Not a lot of walk. Old man like me, can't be doing it. And I'm going to be there Wednesday night. I'll be in the Dubliner from 5 o'clock. Well, I've arranged to meet up with what I thought would be one or two friends, but it's in fact 60 people, so we've had to hire the back room.
Wow.
Thursday night, I'm not sure what I'm doing yet. I've got a meeting at a venue that I might be using in the future at 4:30, but other than that, I don't know. Friday night is going to be a stand-up comedy show at the Dirty Cow, which I'll be going to. Saturday night is my first Saturday show at the Dirty Cow in Oslo, and I'll have the same acts as the Friday night, and that's already pretty much sold out, basically. We've managed to do that in advance. Quite bizarre. Cool. And then I'm staying up all night, and I'm getting the red-eye flight back to England. So, both this evening and Saturday night, I'm not going to bed. Because I'm rock hard. I might be. Ooh. Are you listening, Insane Star? So that's my week, basically. So if you're around in the Oslo area, hello, Norwegians, come and say hi. I'm pretty much going to be around the Dirty Cow most of the time, or the Dubliner, which is down the road from it. Feel free to get in touch with me. You have my details.
I need to do something for you, don't I, for Oslo?
Yes.
Is it in an off-air capacity? Yeah, okay.
No, in an off-air capacity. I mean, we can have a production meeting if you like. But I'd rather get on with the next band. Cool. There's another one come through from Manila PR, and thank you to Manila PR, who also sent through the Allegro track. This is... I hope I'm right here. Yes, I am right. I don't think this is out yet. I think we've got it early. This is interesting and different. We'll have a chat about the website afterwards, but in the meantime, have a listen to and enjoy Wasabi Colonel.
Pretty, pretty. We're so really pretty. Well, just like them, we like you too. Pretty, pretty. You're driving in the city. You take your time. We'll take us too. Because today
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Oh, I'll tell you what, right. First of all, what's Velcro Hooks' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Velcro Hooks.
It is. It's Tony Six, boy of the internet one. This is outrageous. And secondly, we don't ever really mention Twitter, do we? And we don't do a lot on the Punky Radio Twitter. Just lets you know when there's a new song out, basically. But if you would like to add me on Twitter, it's at Paulie B, P-O-O-R-L-Y-B-E-E. And as Facebook just starts to get a little bit quieter, I don't know if you noticed, I am spending a bit more time on Twitter, so maybe follow me on there. I'll probably follow you back. I don't like this following thing. I wish it was just adding. I think it's, oh, I've got this many followers. You just sound like you're some sort of guru, don't it? You know, most of the people aren't gurus, you know, the shite they put on Twitter. But anyway, now then, have you got a twat for us?
I do not.
Right, tell everybody why they're bad.
You are bad people for not emailing me twats when we are pretty confident that there are twats left in the world untwatted. So,
we've had a bit of twat recently as well. It's a bit of a...
We're 2-0 the past 2 weeks. We thought we were out of it, but no.
If you don't know what is a twat is, just listen to a random show from a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And when we had it every week, and you'll hear all about it, because there's more twats than ever. I mean, it's possibly people are just drowning in the sea of twats, and they can't bring themselves to put their heads above water and email the twatness.
Spending all their time trying to decide who to twat rather than twatting themselves.
Yeah.
Well, if you do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Email me now.
But we've had some good news, and I hope that you're not a blank page here, Tony, when I say that we are now, as of very soon, in the next week or two, going to be starting on a fourth internet radio station called Freeze Peach.
Yes. Well, we've been having discussions.
Yeah. And it sounds like they're going to fit in. It sounds like they're going to do it a little bit like the way we used to be on Wicked Radio, which is where they're going to be playing our new show once a week, but they are going to be filling up some airtime with old shows as well. So we will let you know about it. It's freezepeach.co.uk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
And,
as in
and thanks
freeze.
Very much to Louis for getting in touch. Louis or Lewis, sorry, I don't know. When it's only written, you don't know how to say it. For getting in touch in the first... Because I got a text saying, would you like to be on Freeze Peach?
Oh, okay.
And I sent them an email back saying, are you sure? You sure you want us on it? And they went, yeah, eventually. We'd really like you. So I went, yeah, cool, great. So it's a different sort of radio station to the others we're on, but it's actually quite nice, isn't it? Because the four stations we're on now are all a bit different from each other.
Yeah, or three now, but yeah, this will be the fourth, won't it?
Yeah, this will be the fourth. So yeah, the four stations we're on. So not three, Tony, four. With these. Yeah, I'm including these in the conversation.
Okay.
Thing is, we're having the conversation about these.
We are, aren't we?
Yeah. All right, so technically, science boy... We are covering.
That's all I've got is science.
Only on three, but in a week or two we will be on four.
There you go. And just to confirm, it's Freeze Peach.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Just to confirm to everyone, it's FreezePeach, as in Freeze Peach. .co.uk.
Yes.
Not Freeze Peach.
Freeze Peach.
Freeze Peach.
Featuring Freeze Peach. Right, so get your twats to us and stop fucking about. I'll tell you what we haven't done this week, Tony.
What's that?
We haven't really played any punk rock.
Ah, okay.
Let's get that right, shall we? Let's get that spot-on super double right with extra punkness by finishing the show with our mate Luke Puke's band, The Nurks. And this is from their album Greatest Hits Volume 1, which frankly isn't. But it's 10 cracking street punk numbers, absolutely brilliant. And we played a few of this, and I believe I did say we wouldn't play any more because we wanted everyone to buy it. But I was a bit short on punk rock this week, as you've noticed by the rest of the stuff, and the show is called Punky, so I thought we'd get that right with some extra Nurkdom. And this is The Nurks. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Nurks MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Nurks.
It is. It's Tony Seven, Paulie B and Internet One. And did I ask you what Allegro's was? I did. That was the one point I got, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Allegro Forever. I missed. Didn't get it.
Sorry.
Allegro Forever or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you saw it. You don't get a bonus point now.
No.
The I'm quite surprised the Nerks haven't got a bit more. I know they have got a Facebook, but it's a bit confusing. But I'm surprised they haven't got a little sort of website of themselves, really. They deserve it. Sort it out, the Nerks. So, anyway, yeah, you've got 7 points. I've got one. I don't really want to talk about it. One, two, three, boff!
That's a pretty good trick, Doc. But can you do this?
The Nerks and 1 2 3 boff.
Cool.
Exactly. Guess what it is next week, Tony?
Halloween special.
The Halloween special, that's right. Those of you who've been listening to Punky Radio for a few years now will know that we do the ultimate Halloween show every year. Not in the chat, in the music. Nothing comes close to Punky Radio on Halloween. There's other times of the year when other shows might do a better show than us, but Halloween is always brilliant. And will be next week. So make sure that you tune into the Halloween show next week. There's a few ways you can do that, aren't there, Tony? Maybe you could run through the internet stations we're on already. That is the three, not the four, because we haven't started on free speech yet, and I'd hate to be wrong.
Yeah, we are on three different internet stations at this current moment in time, the time being the 23rd of October. We are on Internet Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E, metalradio.net. It's not metal, it is a bit extreme, so do check them out. That's them. That's the three.
That's them. And thank you to all of you guys for carrying our show. And if you're listening on one of those stations right now, well done. You're doing the right thing for society and the goodwill of all men. Right. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns here.